Yes.
All right, good evening, everyone. Let's begin. So we find ourselves beginning tonight the eighth bracha in Shmona Esrei. So first of all, our series is sponsored by Richard Simon in memory of his grandmother, Alka Frida Vaschana, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her neshama will have an aliyah. And also by Karen Toso in memory of Karen's father, Eli Gershon Ben Five Lakoi. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah. All right, so we begin, as I mentioned before, the eighth bracha. Let's begin. Number one. Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafim. Heal us, Lord, and we shall be healed. Hoshi'inu v'niva she'a. Save us, and we shall be saved. Ki sihilaseinu ata. For you are our praise. V'ha'alei refuah shalema l'chol makoseinu. Bring complete recovery for all of our ailments. Ki el melech rofei ne'emon v'rachamon ata. For you, God, King, are a faithful and compassionate healer. Baruch ato Hashem, rofei chole amo Yisrael. Blessed are you, Lord, healer of the sick of his people, Israel. Okay, so interestingly enough, we pointed out already a number of different times that tefillah, Shmona Esrei, remember, is rabbinic in nature. Came Anshei Knesset, we've mentioned this a number of times, Anshei Knesset Agdola, which is the dominant rabbinic body at the time of the end of the First Temple era into the Second Temple era, are the ones who created, codified Shmona Esrei as we know it. And the truth is, 98% of Shmona Esrei was a new rabbinic innovation. But interestingly enough, certain parts of Shmona Esrei are taken from Pesukim. This happens to be one of those brachos that finds themselves a biblical proof text. Take a look at number one, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Now you know Yirmiyahu is a very interesting Navi, because Yirmiyahu, you know, the Christians recognize the prophet Jeremiah. Even in Islam, in the Quran, they speak about the prophet Jeremiah. It's interesting. The Navi Yirmiyahu was known as the weeping prophet. Why was he known as the weeping prophet? Because the Navi Yirmiyahu is the Navi of the Churban. He's the Navi of the destruction. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is the one who wrote Echa. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi witnessed incredible tragedy and catastrophe throughout his life as a prophet. So in number two, he says, Rifa'eni Hashem ve'erafei, heal me, O Lord, then I shall be healed. Hoshi'enu v'ivashaya, help me and I shall be helped. Ki sihila si ato, for you are my praise. So amazingly enough, what did Anshei Knesset HaGedolah do? Right, they took this pasuk and all they did, this is the correct word, they pluralized it. I don't know if that's really a word, but it sounds good. Right, they pluralized it because, again, remember, we've spoken about this concept in passing. We'll get into it a little bit more in the Baruch of Shema Kolenu, but all of Shmona Esrei is phrased in the plural. And that has to do with a very important concept when it comes to prayer, that a person is always supposed to be Meshatef Atzmo Bahadi Tzibura. A person is always supposed to include themselves in the collective. This idea, we've never actually spent the whole shir speaking about this concept. We will get to it on later Baruch of Shmona Esrei, but this idea that the greatest effectiveness of prayer is to be felt when one prays as part of a group and not just when one prays as an individual. So therefore, again, the Navi Yirmiyahu was the first one ultimately to recite this particular idea, but then ultimately Anshei Knesset HaGedolah pluralize it and make it usable for the klal. Now, what I'd like to do is two things. So first, what we're going to do is let's take a quick look going through the brachos themselves, the bracha itself. So just phrase by phrase in the bracha. And then, Emir Hashem, we will introduce a couple of new and additional insights and ideas. So take a look at number three. So the first fundamental question that we have to deal with looking at the bracha is, at first glance, what's the problem? At first glance, when you look at number one, what jumps out? This is what happens when I give you off a week, right? Okay. So remember, it's repetitive. It's repetitive. Meaning, if you think about it, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, Hoshi'enu v'nivashaya. Remember, the whole essence of this bracha is healing. Right now, we're assuming this is referring to physical healing. So if I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heal me, Lord, and heal us, Lord, and we shall be healed. Enough. Why do you have to say, Hoshi'enu v'nivashe'a? Why do you also have to insert this phrase of save us and we shall be saved? Is that phrase not repetitive? If you look at number three, there's a beautiful section of the Zohar. The Zohar writes, Kol asusa da'alma b'yada de'akodesh bar de'kutsha b'richu. All true asusa means healing. All healing in this world is in the hands of God. Aval is meaning, again, you know, there's an interesting idea, not a topic for tonight, although it's an interesting discussion. You know that the Gemara discusses, how do we know that a doctor has a right to heal the patient? After all, if we believe that all comes from God, that means if I become sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has visited sickness upon me, what right do I have? What right does man have to interfere in the affairs of God? So how do we know that a doctor is permitted to go ahead and heal a patient? So the Torah says, V'rapo yirape. Interestingly enough, in Parshas Mishpatim, nothing to do with this, Parshas Mishpatim, but the Torah speaks about the tort law, the laws of damages. So the Torah says, if I damage another individual, there's a whole variety of things I have to pay, right? I have to pay for lost wages, I have to pay for humiliation, embarrassment, and I have to pay medical bills. So the Gemara says, the fact that the Torah commands me to pay the medical expenses of a person that I injured, the Gemara says, Mikan, from here we see, Shenitan Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. From here we see that the Torah gives permission to the physician to heal. Without permission from the divine, the physician almost would not be permitted to go ahead and meddle in divine affairs. So the Gemara says, we know that all healing is in the hands of God. All healing is in the hands of God. Aval ismin hon al yedei deshlicha, v'ismin hon delo ismis ra'is masru biyada deshlicha, v'inon, so listen to this, but there are two types of healing. Sometimes God heals himself, meaning God heals us himself. God is the direct bless you. God is the direct healer. And other times, God creates an agent. God appoints a shaliach. He appoints an agent. That agent could be the physician. That agent could be the scientist that discovers the cure. Whatever it might be. So two types of healing. One administered directly from God himself. And the other via an agent. Number three, second line, middle of line. The ismasru biyada deshlicha. When God dispenses healing through the hands of an agent, Isvasu inun, it's a legitimate healing. Aval zimnun mishadron. See what's interesting, says the Zohar, when healing comes through the hands of another human being, that healing is often temporary. That healing often does not endure. So the physician might be able to fix the problem right now. The physician might be able to manage the illness, but the physician may not be able to cure the illness. However, aval inun de kutcherbichu. Who masi lo mishadra la'almin. So amazingly enough, says the Zohar, but when God heals in a permanent fashion. The sickness never returns. Va'aldo asusa dilei, ihi asusa deles be'mira klal, ubegin kach refa'ini Hashem ve'irafei. Va'adai bilo katruga klal. So this is very interesting. What, according to the Zohar, the way to read the bracha is the following. If you look back up at number one, what do we say? Rifa'enu Hashem v'neirafe. What are we really asking for in this bracha, says the Zohar? What are we asking for? We're asking for Hashem to heal us. See, sometimes we ask to be healed, and the truth is what we're saying is, God, either heal me yourself or heal me through an intermediary. What we're really asking in this bracha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what I'm asking? I'm asking for you to heal me. But why? What's wrong if the intermediary heals me? Hoshi'enu v'nivashe'a. Because if you heal me, you will save us and we shall be saved. If you heal us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that healing, that salvation is permanent. If I become healed by one of your intermediaries, it may help perhaps in the short term, but there are no guarantees about the future. So such an amazing idea. It's almost like what we're saying in this bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to, so to speak, bypass the middleman. I'd like to bypass the middleman. I'd like to bypass the intermediary. You know, the Rambam has a beautiful tefillah sarofi. The Rambam, Maimonides, of course, was not only a great Talmud Chacham, but the Rambam was a doctor. And not just a doctor, he was the court doctor to the Sultan Suleiman. So he was a sought after physician. The Rambam created a beautiful tefillah called Tefillah Sarofi, the tefillah for the doctor. And Tefillah Sarofi is all about, you know, what the Rambam was addressing is the Gemara has a very scathing statement. The Gemara says, Tov Sheberofim LeGehenom. The best doctors go to Gehenom. They don't tell you that when you pay for medical school, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean? The Gemara mean? The Gemara means that in the eyes of Chazal, if there was one group of people that were most prone and susceptible to arrogance and to think that they are as great as God, it's physicians. Because if you think about it, physicians do amazing things. Physicians heal people. Physicians bring people back from the brink of death. Physicians give people hope when no one else gives. It's an amazing gift. It's an amazing koach. It's an amazing calling if a person has it. So the Rambam created a whole tefillah that a rofe, that a doctor is supposed to say every single day, where the doctor essentially reminds him or herself that I am but an agent. I am an agent. And I appeal to God to give me the koach, to give me the knowledge, to give me the abilities to heal those who come within my dalaram, to heal those that come within my purview. So here what the Zohar is saying, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I love the doctors, but I don't want to be healed by the doctors. I want to be healed by you, Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because when I look for complete healing, when I look for complete health, there's only one entity in this universe that could give me health and sustain my health with no relapse, and that's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Zohar, we're appealing for full, almost like health salvation, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look at number four, I'm going to quote to you extensively tonight, pretty much throughout the entire shiur, from a sefer called Sifsei Chaim. Sifsei Chaim is a sefer written by Rav Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was the Mashgiach in the Panovich Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sifsei Chaim is most well known. He has a number of volumes on the Yomim Noraim, on the High Holidays, of some of the other Yom Tov Moshe, as well as on Chumash Bereishis, and he has a whole volume dedicated to Tefillah. So I pulled out a couple of ideas. If you look at number four, he says, "Lefi ze efshar lefarish ki sihilasenu ata." So remember again, now we've explained, we're just trying to go phrase by phrase. Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei. So what does that mean? Hashem, I'm asking you God, to heal me directly, not through an intermediary. Why? Hoshi'enu v'nei vashaya. Because then I will be saved. I will be saved. Complete and enduring refuah. Now, what's the next phrase? Ki sihila senu ata. Now, this is a very interesting phrase in and of itself. Literally, it means, because you are our praise. Look at number four. Says the Sifsei Chaim, Shahari tihilas Hashem, shemahalalin umishabchin oso, hi kaasher anuroim bagaloi esritsono, lehischaseit umidas tuvo imbriosav. What ultimately is the greatest praise of God? The greatest praise of God is when God nurtures us, God takes care of us, and God ultimately is there for us. So what we're saying in this tefillah is something amazing. Hashem, heal us. You heal us. Because if you heal us, Hoshe'inu v'nivashaya, then it's a complete and enduring healing. Ki silasenu ata. And God, this is your greatest praise. You know, God, it's nice that you split the Red Sea. Beautiful. It's nice that you bring down manna from the heaven. Amazing. It's nice that you defeat armies. Exceptional. But you know where your greatness really lies? Your greatness lies when you take care of me. Your greatness lies not in the major miracles you do. Your greatness lies in when you look after me, your child. You know, the truth is, it's no different with parenting. You know, when children are little, so what gets them excited is the toys and the this and the trips and... But you know, when we get older and we reflect back on our childhood, the truth is very rarely do we remember what our parents got us. What we remember are the times that our parents were there for us. What you remember is that I had times when I was in pain, and you, my mother, you, my father, you were there to hold me, you were there to take care of me. So say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, you know, we speak about your greatness all the time, but at the end of the day, you know where I see your greatness? When I'm in pain and you come to my aid, when I'm in pain, when I'm suffering, when I'm physically hurting, and you are there to dry my tears, you are there to heal my wounds, that's the greatest praise. Chaim Friedlander goes on to number five, just to finish out the bracha. How does the bracha end? V'alei refuah shalem alechol ma'akosinu. Again, the problem with the bracha is it seems to be multiple layers of repetition. So now we've understood. So what is this last phrase? And bring a refuah shalema to all those who are afflicted. Look what he writes in number six. I'm sorry, I skipped. Number five. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. He says, interestingly enough, by the way, if you look, Baruch Ata Hashem, remember, we often translate it as blessed are you, God, but of course we already spoke about, it really means God, you are the source of all blessing. Rofei Chol Amo Yisrael. What does Rofei mean? Right. What tense? Present. Present. So it's interesting that we say to God, blessed are you, God, or God, you are the source of all blessing. He present who heals all Israel. Look at number five. B'loshon Hove, it's present. Ki ata merape of sanu, kol hazman b'li hefsek. You heal us all the time without interruption. Heim refuah monas hashomer sanu b'brius, o monas ha'osanu melachlos. So listen to this. He's melachalos. See, he says like this so beautifully. You know, sometimes in life, the greatest challenge is that we tend to focus on what's not working. Right? So again, and we're all talking now in the realm of physical health. So let's say again, there's something that's not working. So that takes up all of my focus, all of my attention, all my energy. But you know, it's amazing that even when something is not right in my body, if you think about all of the other things that are right, all of the other, again, it's human nature to focus on that which is not working. But again, if you think about, compare that which is not working, that to that which is, it's overwhelming all that is going right. So it's amazing, says the Sisei Chaim, look how we put together this bracha. Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei. Hashem, I'm asking you to heal me, not an intermediary. Why? Hoshi'inu v'nei basheya. Because this way salvation, the salvation will be complete. There won't be any relapse. Ki sehilaseinu ato. And this is the greatest praise. Your greatest accomplishment, God, is not the big miracles you do. Your greatest accomplishments are what you do for me as an individual. Baruch ata Hashem rofei chol amo Yisrael. But as much, God, as in this bracha, I'm focusing on that which is not going right, I also want to take a moment and thank you for all that is. I want to thank you for all of the active healing you are visiting upon me in this very moment. In every moment that we breathe, every moment that we live, and there are so many processes that are occurring internally that are working well. Sakalish Parakhu, as much as the focus of my bracha over here is to ask you to please heal me because things are not right. The Jew, and this is the amazing part about Jews, we are able so beautifully to talk out of two sides of our mouth. In a good way, right? We're able on one hand to lament and to even see, we'll see, complain a little bit about the things that are not going right, but the other side of the mouth says, but thank you Hashem for everything that is. Baruch atah Hashem, rofe, present tense, because every single moment that I'm alive, that's only because there are multiple processes that are working correctly. Thank you for those, but please give me the refuah, please give me the complete salvation for those that are not. So this is the conventional understanding of the bracha, that we're literally talking about physical health. But if you take a look at number six, I want to share with you something very beautiful. So the Sisei Chaim again says the following, V'halei refuah shalem alecho ma'akoseinu, Tzarech lahavin, madua kaflu chazal, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, V'achar kach, shuv, So now remember, we focused on the repetition between the first two phrases, but now there's even a clearer repetition or a starker repetition, which is the first phrase itself is literally repeated almost verbatim. We begin by saying, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. And just one, two, three, four, five, six words later, what do we say? And give a refuah shalema to all those who are afflicted. So why do you have to repeat that same phrase again? So look how beautiful this is. He says, Perisha Itz Yosef, Rifa'inu Hashem. In the beginning we say, Hashem, please heal me. Haschola tiyamimecha. The beginning of the healing has to come from you, God. Listen to how beautiful this is. Ba'achar kach v'nei rafei. And after you, God, begin the healing, then I will be healed. What does that mean? Anachnu misaimim umiskabrim. We will complete the healing process. Vizehu neged refuas hanefesh. This refers to spiritual healing. Kilomar hakadosh baruch hu maskil es refuas hanefesh shalanu. God begins the process of our spiritual healing. Hu yisparach meirim es matzav miruchinu hayorut. God lifts my spirits. Umaodet osanu. But then afterwards, we have to take care of our spiritual healing ourselves. And sometimes we have to overcome the depression that often envelops us, v'neged refuas haguf, but when it comes to physical healing, shehu kulo shikulo biyado yisparach, omer, v'ha'alei refuas shalema mitchila v'atzof l'chol makoseinu. Listen to this beautiful insight. Suggest the Sister Chaim, again, here he's quoting from the Eitz Yosef, the Prima Gadim and others, who explain that the bracha is actually referring to two different types of illness. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe is talking about spiritual illness, emotional illness. I don't mean like emotional illness necessarily in the clinical sense. We're talking about over here as all of us suffer, maybe the better way to say it is spiritual or emotional distress. We all experience spiritual and emotional distress throughout life. So says the Eitz Yosef something amazing. What do we say to Hashem? You know, God, one thing that becomes clear, and this is really the motif of Shemona Esrei, is we really can't do anything on our own. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need God to assist us in every process in life. Sometimes I need God to jumpstart the process and I could finish it. Sometimes I jumpstart the process and God finishes it. But virtually every process in life is a collaborative effort between myself and the divine. So says the Eitz Yosef so beautifully. Rifa'inu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in emotional distress. I'm in spiritual distress, right? Spiritual distress is part of the nature of the Jew. I yearn to be more. I yearn to grow. I yearn to come closer. But it's hard. And sometimes even when I go ahead and I reach a particular level and I'm happy with where I am, what happens? I suffer a setback. Or sometimes, again, I'm in emotional distress. You know, I often say, it's hard to be happy in life. Now, why is it hard to be happy in life? You know, Rabbi Nachman said, mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid. Right? Rabbi Nachman said that it's a big mitzvah to be b'simcha all the time. But you know, if you know a little bit about Rabbi Nachman suffered significant bouts of depression. I don't know if it was clinical depression, but there were times Rabbi Nachman was very, very, very down. Rabbi Nachman would only live till 38 years old. He died a very young man. Rabbi Nachman had good reasons, by the way. Rabbi Nachman lost two children in infancy. Rabbi Nachman had a very, very difficult life. It's hard to be happy. Why is it hard to be happy? The truth is because all of us have challenges, right? Whether it's challenges in our relationships, whether it's challenges in our marriages, challenges with our children, whatever it's health, everybody has challenges. And the truth is, even if you're lucky enough and you're one of those fortunate few who doesn't have challenges, you know, within your immediate life, if you're a thinking and thoughtful person, so all you need to do is when you listen to the news, when you read the newspaper and you see, you know, you think about, we live in a world where there are two back-to-back suicide bombings in Russia. So you see, it's Russia. The people, the human beings, loss of life right and left. Civil war about to break out in Sudan, right? Rockets coming in from Lebanon. You think about this, and it's a little bit overwhelming for the thing. The good news is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with the ability to compartmentalize. So we don't think about these things all the time, but you have to think about them sometimes. And when you think about the rampant suffering in this world, it's hard to always keep a smile on your face. That's why, just as an aside, when Rabbi Nachman said, mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid, that's a mitzvah to always be happy, Rabbi Nachman did not mean happiness with a smile on your face. Happiness in Chassidus means something very different. Happiness means purposeful, purpose, right? It's a mitzvah to always be purposeful in life. That's where simcha comes from. When you feel that your life has direction, when you feel that your life has meaning, that's, I might not have a smile on my face, but I feel I'm living it. So what do we say? Rifa'in Hashem. You know, Hashem, it's hard. I want to be happy. I want to be upbeat. I want to be positive. I want to be optimistic. But it's hard. There's a lot of difficulties in my life. There's a lot of difficulties in the world that I live in. There's a lot of difficulties in the world as a whole. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I ask of you. I need a little spiritual pick-me-up. And this doesn't come with a prescription, right? And it doesn't, that's something you could ingest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need, like, you know, in Chassidus, there's this concept of Shefa. Shefa means divine energy. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for like a spiritual booster shot. Just give me a pick-me-up, a little something just to lift my spirits. That's Rifa'inu Hashem. And God, if you do your part, then what? V'nei Rafei. I'll do the rest. Because I recognize if I'm going to be happy in life, if I'm going to be emotionally whole, if I'm going to be spiritually whole, I cannot place that responsibility on anyone else. I can't place it on my friends. I can't place it on my therapist. And I can't place it on my God. If I am going to be a happy person, if I'm going to be emotionally whole, I must take the responsibility to do that. So that says the Etz Yosef is in the realm of emotional spiritual health. God, Rifa'enu, give me the start. Give me the little pick-me-up. I'll finish the process. But yet, if you skip a little bit, what do we say at the end of number one? V'ha'alei refua shalema l'chol makosenu. What does that refer to? Says the Etz Yosef, that's physical health. That's physical health. And when it comes to physical healing, the truth is, I recognize that is all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I'm privileged to have a wonderful agent, a wonderful messenger, and a very skilled and professional doctor, that doctor is also limited in what he or she can do. So at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to physical healing, that I recognize is all in your hands. So according to this approach, we're really focusing on two different types of healing. Emotional, spiritual healing, where God starts the process, I have to finish it. Physical healing, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. Yes?
So really, we think that mental health,
illness, health,
whatever, would fall under
Rifuah Tikkun.
Because really, if a person is clinically depressed, they can't do that.
That's correct. And
so
that's why
mental illness goes under.
100%. And that's why it's very clear to say that, again, we're not talking about clinical mental health issues. Because a person never who suffers from depression. So the truth is, we know today that suffering from clinical depression is lahavdil no different than suffering from cancer, right? But these are both situations that ultimately a person has an ailment. A person has a sickness. So correct, that would fall under v'ha'alei refua shalema l'chol makoseinu. The first part of the bracha is really speaking about just my mental well-being, my spiritual, emotional well-being. And interestingly enough, if you look at number seven, if you remember again, where did this bracha come from? Where did this bracha? The bracha came from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So you wonder to yourself, like Yirmiyahu HaNavi turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said to God in number two, I mean, he said to God about 2,000 years ago, but he said to God in number two also, Hashem, heal me. What's wrong? Is Yirmiyahu HaNavi sick? Wait, what is he asking to be healed from? So look at the Malbim in number seven. The Malbim writes, Rifa'ini, Shav l'mashakasov l'malo, Lama haya ke'evi netzach. Yirmiyahu is saying to God, why do I always have to suffer? Shenikra shekara nivuas zam shemeleu Hashem b'shem ke'iva choli b'keisha Hashem yirafeg mimakaso ha'anusha v'lo yinave opranios. You know what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is sick about? He is sick over having to prophesize about destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm emotionally ill. I am spiritually ill. I am the prophet of destruction. I'm the prophet who has to come along and tell everybody what's going to happen. They're going to be destroyed. We're going to go into diaspora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed me. So amazingly enough, the very source from which Chazal take this bracha is talking about illness that is not physical in nature. It's talking about the emotional distress of the prophet Yirmiyahu HaNavi, which just fits in very beautifully. So let's continue with this theme in number eight. See, number eight, he says, quoting again the Sisei Chaim, Rabbi Avram ben Agro. So Rabbi Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, writes in his commentary on the Siddur, Mevar esak filos kach, Rifa'inu Hashem, sheyishlach lanu refua min ha-shamayim. V'nei rafe, perush, shetitein bida'atinu lekabelas ha-refua. So this is very interesting. So the son of the Gra, Rabbi Avram, the son of the Gra, says like this, Rifa'inu Hashem means that Hashem, send me refua. Send me refuah, send me healing. Now, v'nei rafe, everybody agrees, means, and I will be healed, which means what? This is something I am doing for myself. So remember, the way we explained that just a little bit before is this is talking about emotional or spiritual health. God, give me kind of like the spiritual booster shot, get me started, and I'll finish up the rest of the job. But yet, the son of the grass says something very beautifully. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal me. V'nei rafe, what does it mean? And we will be healed. Perish. Give me the knowledge to accept those things that will heal me. What does that mean? He says something very interesting. He gives a very simple parable. It's a well-known thing. Go to the doctor. And what does the doctor say? So what happens? So the doctor gives me a whole list of things I need to do in order to be healthy. Umosif lachola horaos beiza ofen lakachas as a trufos. V'nosin hadracha eis lehis naheg ba'ofen klali. So what happens? I go to the doctor, and I have a particular ailment. So what does the doctor do? The doctor tells me, here are the medications you have to take. Here's how you have to take them. Here are the rest of your lifestyle changes that you have to make in order to be healthy. So what happens? Ulepamin hachole choshev shehumevin yoser tov meharofe. So what happens often? The patient knows better. What does the doctor know? You know, I looked it up on WebMD. I looked it up on WebMD, so I know the doctor said this, but I saw all this stuff. All right, I appreciate the doctor's advice, right? And the doctor just is afraid of liability. The doctor doesn't want to get sued. The doctor's telling you all this stuff, but I know better. Or perhaps the doctor wants me to make certain lifestyle changes, but the truth is I'm not really ready to make. Or maybe the medications I have to take are very expensive, and so I rationalize, you know what, it's not that important. And what happens? So it ends up, I don't end up following the doctor's advice. So listen to this. Therefore, says the Sezichaim something amazing. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, heal me. Right? Because again, fitting in very beautifully what we were saying before. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm in distress. And I need you, even we can even focus on the emotional, spiritual issues. And I need your help. I need your help to become a happier, more whole and complete individual. Vinei Rafe. Now, Vinei Rafe means what, according to this approach? Allow me to be receptive to the information you are giving me. Allow me to be receptive to the advice you are dispatching. You know, people say all the time, if only I could have a sign from God. Right, I don't know what to do. If only HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell me, give me a sign. What we sometimes don't realize is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us signs throughout the day. You just have to pay attention. I think I mentioned to you before, Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev, he quotes the Zohar, and the Zohar says something beautiful. The Zohar writes that, it's an amazing Zohar, that if you listen very carefully, you could hear the divine voice coming from Har Sinai, saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Zohar says, if you listen very carefully, you can still hear it to this day. Now, what does that mean? So, interesting, if we know scientifically, sound doesn't really go away. Sound just continuously breaks down into smaller and smaller particles. What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe saying is, you know, what you see, what you hear, and what you understand in life all depends on what frequency you're tuned into. So, you know, if I'm on FM and God is dispatching the messages on AM, then I'm gonna miss all of it. So what we're saying in this bracha so beautifully is, Rifa'enu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. I need you to pick me up. I need you to help me. I'm in distress in life. I'm in emotional distress. I'm in spiritual distress. I'm in physical distress. V'nei Rafe. But give me the strength to be able to A, see, B, understand, and C, actualize the advice you're giving me. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates to each of us, sometimes a little bit more directly, sometimes it's just through the Torah and the mitzvot that he gave us, but the divine advice is always there. I just have to find the strength to be able to see it, hear it, understand it, and actualize it. We take this one step further, look at number 9. The Sisei Chaim writes, he's look at number 9. Kira'inu. So amazingly enough, but what do we say? Remember, at the end of the bracha, we say v'ha'ale refuah shalema l'chol makoseinu. So why do we add in that additional phrase? Because look what we're saying over here. Just you have to put this all together to fully appreciate this. So what we're saying is refuahenu Hashem hakodesh baruch hu. Give me, help me begin the process of spiritual, emotional healing. V'nei Rafe, I will take care of the rest. I have to own this process. But help me find the courage and wisdom to understand the messages you are conveying to me and allow me to see them, understand them, ingest them, actualize them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I'm totally ignorant, and even if either A, I don't see the advice that you're dispatching to me or what, or I see it, but I actively choose to ignore it. V'ha'ale refua shelema l'chol makoseinu. I'm asking you to heal me anyway. even if I ignore everything. Oh, you see, only a child can say this to a parent, right? Because what happens? What happens? So the parent says, you know, you have to clean your room or else you're not going to get to go play outside. The child doesn't clean their room. I don't know, maybe people are more better authoritarians than I. Right? So what happens? The child doesn't clean their room and they come to the parent, the mamish, they've got the puppy dog eyes and they're about to cry and the son is out. And what does the parent do? The parent says, fine. But when you come back in, you really have to clean your room. So only that only happens in a parent-child relationship. So we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Hashem, here's what I need. I need the spiritual booster shot. I need you to start the process. I'm going to take ownership. I'm going to listen to the signs. I'm going to hear your advice. I'm going to heed your advice. I'm going to actualize your advice. But even if I do none of the above, can you do me a solid, right? Do me a favor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and heal me anyway. Because the truth is, I'm your child. I'm your child. And just sometimes I don't clean my room. And sometimes I don't do what I'm supposed to. But just know, see, what the underlying message is, such a beautiful underlying message, which is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that even when I don't do what's right, it's not because I don't love you. It's not because I don't care about the relationship. It's just because I'm a kid. It's because I'm frail. It's because I'm pulled in so many different directions. So don't get angry at me. Don't think I'm not ignoring you. I'm not purposely trying to avoid fulfilling your word. I'm immature. I'm not rooted. I want to go outside and play with my friends. I'm not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, even if I don't come through, I'm still asking you to take care of my physical needs, and I'm asking you to take care of my emotional, spiritual needs as well. How does it end? Baruch atah Hashem rofei chole amo Yisrael. So this is quite beautiful. If you look at number 10, so what's quite amazing over here is the Gemara says, the Amorei Shlokish, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu make es Yisrael, ele im kein bore lohem refua techila. Reish Lakish makes an amazing statement to the Gemara. Reish Lakish says that Hashem does not afflict the Jewish people unless, of course, he first brings about the remedy even before he visits upon us the sickness. Look at number 11. Here, the Sifsei Chaim quotes very beautifully from Rav Dessler. And he writes over here, Ubir Moreno v'Rabbeinu Harav Rav Dessler, Zatzal, B'Shem HaMaharal, V'Zelo Shono, B'Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mare, Shehakavona hi harefua, v'chakol mesudar mirosh, u'mistapeach rach l'tach l'zu. You know, this is an incredible lesson, one that is very difficult to accept, but one which is nevertheless true, which is that we recognize that although we may suffer, and although we may have difficulties, the difficulties and the suffering are not the ends. They're a means. They're a means to some greater bracha, to some greater blessing, that for whatever reason can only be actualized only after treading on the road of suffering and difficulty. So says the Rav Dessler, that's what's happening over here. So what's amazing is, and this is an amazing like cap to this bracha. So on one hand we're saying, Rifa'inu Hashem, I'm just repeating it once more, then I won't repeat it anymore. Rifa'inu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in a state of spiritual emotional distress. I need you to help me get the process started. Vinei Rafe. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you do this, I will take ownership over the process. And ultimately, I will try to the best of my abilities to go ahead and ingest all of the signs and advice that you dispatch to me each and every day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I don't do so, I'm asking you still, please, to take care of me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. If there's one thing I know, the door's not going to close. If there's one thing I know, it's that any suffering and difficulty I have is only to pave the way for something meaningful and magnificent afterwards. Now, again, this comes with a very strong caveat. The meaningful and magnificent may not be for me. Sometimes the things that we experience pave the way for others. Sometimes we know this. Sometimes the things that we go through as parents are not for us, they're for children. And sometimes the things that we go through are not even for our children, but they're for our great-grandchildren. Just like some of the things that, some of the benefits we have, that we enjoy in life, are not because of things we did, but things that previous generations did. So amazingly enough, after we spend this bracha highlighting the struggle and discussing the fact that I need help to overcome the physical struggles, I need help to overcome the emotional, spiritual struggles, I want God to give me salvation from my struggles, I affirm the struggle. And when I affirm the struggle, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe me, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to have the struggles. I would do anything to go ahead and avoid the struggles. But if I have them, I accept them as not an ends, but as some type of way, some type of road that ultimately leads to Tov, whatever that Tov may be, whenever that Tov may be. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholis. It's one thing I know for sure, which is what? Refuah will come. Salvation will come. Will it come for me? Maybe yes, maybe no. Will it happen in the next generation? I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know with absolute certainty what? That it will happen. So what's interesting over here is you see, just in these first two approaches, you see two dramatically different understandings of this bracha. Remember, according to our first approach, really the focus of this bracha is physical illness. Physical illness, and what we're simply saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I want you to heal me, you God directly, I don't want an intermediary. Why? Hoshi'inu v'nei Vashaya, because then ultimately my healing will be complete. And then we saw, Ki sihila seinu ata, because when you take care of me, that is the ultimate praise. That's the ultimate accomplishment for you as God, is when you take care of your children. Baruch atah Hashem, Rofei Cholei Am Yisrael. I accept that no matter how much is going wrong, at the end of the day, there's almost so much that's going right. Second approach. No, the bracha is not just about physical ailment. The bracha is a combination. Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei refers to emotional, spiritual ailment. V'ha'ali refu'o shalem alachom ha'koseinu refers to physical ailments. What's the difference? When it comes to physical ailment, v'ha'ali refu'a shalema, God, that's all up to you. You want to heal us if I'm sick? That's up to you. I can't really do anything. We could, of course, do our own small parts, but at the end of the day, life, health, that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, when it comes to my spiritual, emotional distress, that, in Yerz Hashem, I need you to start, but I take ownership for ultimately being happy. I take ownership for being emotionally whole. I take ownership for being a happy person. I take ownership for being optimistic. Those are things that I can't rely on anyone else to imbue within me. I must imbue them within myself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what happens, right, wrong, whatever, no matter how much things go wrong in life, Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. I know that there will be refuah. And I know that whatever trials and tribulations, difficulties, vicissitudes, challenges I have to go through, it's only there to pave the way for some type of future salvation, for some type of future tov. But I want to conclude with one last piece. If you take a look at number 12, and by the way, just so you know, it's not a question of which one's right and which one's wrong. I think one of the things I'm trying to highlight in Shir is that each of these brachos, each of these brachos have multiple layers and levels of understanding. And the beautiful part is that different understandings speak to us at different times in life. Because sometimes I'm not under emotional or spiritual stress, but yet I have physical issues. And other times I have no physical issues, Baruch Hashem, but I'm under incredibly emotional, spiritual stress. So again, the beautiful part is the bracha speaks to us no matter what circumstance we are in life. But I want to end off with one important point. Look at number 12. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Uma ra'u loma refua bishminis. Why is it that this bracha is the eighth bracha of Shmona Esrei? You have to understand something, that the order of the brachos in Shmona Esrei is not random. It's not random. We saw this already. We focus a little bit more on this concept when you're speaking about the first three brachos, but the brachos are not random. So the placement, again, is very specific. Sometimes the placement is based on certain verses, but here, for example, the Gemara says, why do we say the bracha of refuah of healing as the eighth bracha? Amar Rabbi Acha, mitoch shenitna mila b'shminis, because what happens on the eighth day? We do bris mila on the eighth day, circumcision on the eighth day, shetzricha refuah, and after a baby boy has a bris mila, he requires healing, l'fichach kavua b'shminis. Therefore, again, we made the bracha for healing in the eighth bracha. So very interesting, but strange. Strange. So again, remember, so since Bris Milah happens on the eighth day, and the baby needs healing after the Bris Milah, so the bracha of healing, of health, will be the eighth bracha. Okay. So perhaps there's a little bit of a deeper message in this. If you look at number 13, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos says something amazing. And this, I want to tell you, is a very, it's a theologically controversial idea. So Amar Rav Ami, Rav Ami says, Ein Misa Belo Chet, Ve'ein Yisurin Belo Avon. There is no death without sin, and there is no suffering without sin. Now, let's analyze this for just a moment. There's no death without sin, so that makes a lot of sense. Why? Because remember, again, death traces itself back to the sin of Adam HaRishon. Now remember, again, I want to be clear about something. Man was never going to be immortal. You have to understand something. Immortality would have been the worst possible thing that God did for us. Because if you think we procrastinate now, right? Imagine how bad that garage would look, right? So imagine what would happen if we were immortal. Nothing would ever get done. So the truth is, mortality, as difficult as it is for us to accept, is the greatest blessing. Because mortality is the greatest catalyst to do things in life. The fact that I know that life is a finite, non-renewable resource is what gets me to move, what gets me to act, what gets me to do. So we understand this idea that death, so when we speak about that death came as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, what we really mean is premature death, tragic death, meaning people were always going to die. But how would people die? They grow old, and they die comfortably, and they die serenely, and they die surrounded by their families. You know, like the Gemara brings down that before Yaakov Avinu, no one ever really got sick before they died. What happened? The Zohar writes, people would sneeze, right? That's interestingly enough, that's why in some circles, when people sneeze, they say l'chaim. Because again, based on the Medrash, again, the Neshama, remember, just like the Neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed life through Adam's nostrils, so ultimately, again, the Neshama would come out through one's nostrils as well. Yaakov Avinu davened for death, for sickness, because he wanted people to have an opportunity to realize that the end was near, so that they can get their affairs in order. So the idea that death is related to sin, I understand. But the second statement is a little bit more difficult, which says there's no suffering without sin, which means what? So how do you understand that, Gemara? That means if I'm suffering, what does that by definition mean? I sinned. So if I'm suffering, if I have sickness, whatever it is, I've done something wrong. So this is the position of Rav Ami and the position of many of the sages in the Talmud, that meaning this is based on an idea that negative things happen as a result of negative actions. So something bad happened to me, I have to figure out why. What did I do? What did I do wrong that caused this? The problem with this concept is we'll call it a sister concept. And the sister concept is of tzaddik viralo. That no, we have this idea in this world that good, bad things happen to good people. And bad things happen to people, and it's not really explainable. And it's not really understandable. And it's not exactly clear why it happens. Because the truth is, this person was pious, this person was righteous, and this person does not deserve, based on their behaviors, what happened. So how do we understand that? How do we understand why good things happen to, why bad things happen to good people? We don't. We accept that as probably the greatest universal mystery. We don't. Only thing I accept is that it's a fact of life. It's a fact of life that things don't always go right. Even if you do all the right things, you might not get the desired results. It's not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. It's ultimately because there's a plan that's much greater than me. So I think what's interesting is the following. See, one might have thought that illness is the greatest example of this. A person becomes ill. So maybe you'd say, based on Rav Ami's statement, what would you say? Okay, a person's ill. Then what? It must mean that they've sinned. What does the Gemara say? Why do we go ahead and recite the bracha of healing in the eighth bracha corresponding to Mila? Now, what does Mila represent? Mila represents pain and suffering as a result of a mitzvah, right? What Bris Mila represents is, the little baby did everything right, so to speak, right? The little baby is just doing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of him. He doesn't really even have a choice, right? It's being done to him. The baby did nothing wrong, but yet what? the baby is still in pain. The baby still suffers. I think what Chazal were trying to express within this bracha is that in life, there's a very fine line. You know, when something negative happens to me, if I suffer a setback, so the Gemara says that is supposed to trigger a process of cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon nefesh means introspection. If I suffer a setback, the reflexive reaction is, what's going on in my life? Not to say, what did I do wrong? But I need to take stock of myself. But there is a concept of things going wrong even when I am doing everything right. And the paradigmatic example of that, say Chazal, is Bris Milah. The baby did everything right. The baby is in simple compliance with the Ratzon, with the Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet what? The baby still suffers. The baby still experiences pain. The baby still hurts. And that becomes the paradigm for existence as well. Sometimes you could do all of the right things, but things don't necessarily work out the way that you wanted. Sometimes you could do all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you, and you may still suffer, and you may still have a little bit of pain. Why? One of the great mysteries of the world. So amazingly enough, Chazal wanted us, as we say this bracha, Rifa'enu. If I am a person who is afflicted either physically, emotionally, spiritually, don't automatically assume that that's because of chet. Don't automatically assume that that's because of something you've done wrong, because there is suffering even in the absence of chet. Instead, what should I focus on? That's how we end off by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. You know what's amazing? That statement, it's not a request, right? It's not a request. What is it? It's a statement. It's a declarative. We are saying, God, you are the one who heals. In essence, what are we saying? That I believe with all of my heart that some way, somehow, everything's going to work out. When, how, what, when, where, that I might not know. But Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. I believe with all of my heart that refuah, and refuah doesn't just mean healing over here, refuah means salvation. So if we bring this all together, what really comes out from this beautiful, simple yet profound bracha is we're approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're asking Him to help us with all of our challenges. We're asking Him to help us with our physical challenges. We're asking Him to help us with our emotional challenges. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, success will only come if we work collaboratively together. You, God, do your part. I take ownership to do my part. My part, bless you, is specifically, again, in the emotional, spiritual aspects of life. I take ownership of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes if I slip up and don't do my part, maybe you could pick up some of my slack and help me out a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize that no matter how much I suffer, it doesn't mean you don't love me. Just because I suffer doesn't mean you have forsaken me. Just because I suffer doesn't automatically mean I'm a sinner. Just because I suffer doesn't automatically mean I'm not good. I know that even if life is difficult, you still love me. And I know that even if life is difficult, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, some way, somehow, at some point in time, salvation and healing will come. Okay, we'll stop over here for tonight. Thank you.